At this very moment, all that's happened up to this point in your life now lies in the past. You can never go back to it, although you can allow it to haunt you. Sadly, many do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know if you've ever thought about it this way, but worrying about the past is about the most useless thing that any of us can ever do. There's not a single thing about the past that you can change. So instead, many worry about the future. And that worry, past, present, or future, ends up paralyzing you, stopping you from doing the things you need to do, from living the abundant life that Jesus came to give you. So what's the answer? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. When I close the sky so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to destroy the land, or send sicknesses to my people, and if my people who are called by my name become humble and pray, and look for me, and turn away from their evil ways, then I will hear them from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Adversity does happen under the hand of God. That much is for certain. Our response? To repent so far as it's up to us, because adversity is often a consequence of our own sin. And to pray. As someone once said, worry is a conversation that you have with yourself about things that you can't change. Prayer is a conversation you have with God about things that only He can change. Humble yourself and pray. And so far as it's up to you, turn from your wicked ways, and God will hear you. That's His word, fresh for you today. We sometimes think of prayer as being our last resort. If all else fails, then I'll pray. But that's not it at all, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.